everyone. Welcome back to Hope for Today. I'm glad you're joining me again. We're back into the new season. If you missed last week's podcast, Who Are You Praying For? Please go back and check that out. And if God has laid anything on your heart that you want to share, feel free to share in the comments below or send me an email. My email is in the description below. I got my hope. I got my hope cup. So grab your coffee, grab your tea. I'm going to grab some water right now. I got a dry throat. And we're going to talk today. We're going to chat. We're going to have a good chat. What is God doing in your life today? Okay. So last week we talked about who are you praying for? So I would love to hear from you and for you to tell me, who are you praying for? You don't need to give me details. You can just even tell me, hey, yes, I did what you said and I prayed and I said, Lord, who should I be praying for? And yes, God put people on my heart. That would be perfect. I don't need to know the details. The Lord's got the details. But I would just love to know that, like, people are getting this, like that you're getting it. Is somebody out there getting this? I hope so. I would love to hear from you just for the encouragement that these podcasts are touching hearts and are doing what they need to do. So what are we talking about today? All right. So I'm going to read a verse to you first, and then I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to be in Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. What are we talking about? Let's be kind today. There are so many things out, you know, on the internet, Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and even in local churches, RAKs, random acts of kindness. Have you ever done that for somebody? I have. You know, you leave the quarter in the cart, so the next person that goes to push the cart at the local grocery store, the quarter's already in it, or you just hand somebody the cart as they're walking past and say, don't worry about the quarter. Or you let somebody in line behind you that has milk and bread and you've got a cart full cut in front of you. Simple things like that can be done. And there's plenty of other things, paying for somebody's coffee if they're in line for coffee and all of that. My son's church, my son is a pastor at a local church, and they give out God love you cards. And it's just a little business card, and it says, God loves you, and so do we. And on the back is the name of the church. And sometimes they'll give out packs of gum. If you're going through the toll plaza on a highway, and they'll give that. And at Christmas time, they've done like $5 bills attached to it, and they leave them through the mall, and just $5 bill, and with Jesus loves you on it. And they do all kinds of stuff. As a church, they'll give away, I think this year they're doing 60,000 baby diapers at Christmas time. They're going to be distributing to people that need baby diapers. There's something to be said for kindness. I think we live in a world that has lacked kindness. Nobody is kind anymore. Nobody talks kind. Nobody is kind. Nobody talks with a soft voice. We tend to be very harsh and very judgmental toward each other or judgmental toward a situation. Being kind doesn't necessarily mean you always agree with things, but you can still be kind. And you can even be kind, and I struggle with being kind when someone's not kind back. Or, you know, maybe you're in a situation and somebody's being a little rough around the edges and you think, oh, I know how to fix that. I'm just going to be kind, and then they'll respond back with kindness. Doesn't always work, does it? Sometimes you're so kind and you're just getting clobbered back in the face and you're thinking, why am I bothering to do this? Because we were told to do this. It says right here in Ephesians, be kind and compassionate. You know, it's hard enough for me to be kind in a situation, but then I have to be compassionate. Oh, I got to show you compassion. That's not always easy. You know, we get busy in life, busy with family, busy with church, busy with work, busy with activities. You know, life deals us things on a day-to-day basis that we're not always ready to handle. And then I get a text message. what do you, what do they want? Where I get a phone call and I'm like, why are they calling me? You know, in your mind, am I being kind? Am I being compassionate? Now, it might not be the best time for you to call or text me. I don't have to answer the phone and I don't have to answer the text. Even though you've called me and you've texted me, I can set up my boundaries that are healthy to say, Lynn, this is not a good time. You need to focus on the situation at hand. Get through this and then take a deep breath and say, okay, Lord, they're reaching out to me. They need help. Walk me through this. Help me to be kind. Help me to be compassionate. Help me to do what you would want me to do. The other part of this verse is forgiving each other. Just as Christ God forgave, just as in Christ God forgave you. So I'm going to tell you a little story that I think is going to probably give you a little giggle. We have a program at our church on Friday nights for children, and it's from ages like 4 to 15. And last week they were discussing the topic of forgiveness. So they wanted to give an example, and they said, like, would you forgive somebody if they stole something? And one little boy, he's about 6 years old, raised his hand and he says, well, it depends on what they stole from me. And, you know, we smile because that's so cute. 6 year old, he says, oh, you know, the way his thought process was, but is that not the same as you and me? You know, I'll forgive you, but as long as it's within this category. Now, if you're talking this category, not so much. And if you're talking that category over there, there's no way I'm going to forgive you. And you know, if we're honest with each other, we all have categories, don't we? It's easy to forgive. Oh, that's okay. You broke my pumpkin. It's okay. I can buy another one. I can go to the store and buy one. It's right down the street. You broke my pumpkin. Oh, you don't understand. This was my great, 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 great grandmother's. This is something special. It's irreplaceable. And now you broke it? I don't know if I, and there's people, they can't forgive over something silly. I think silly because it's a thing. Then you put the stipulation on, was it an accident? Or did you, were you like doing the wrong thing and you broke it? It doesn't say that. I don't know in scripture where it says we can forgive based on these things and then we don't have to forgive based on those things, because it says forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. That's really hard to swallow. I don't know. Can you, are you the kind of person that can easily forgive? I think I am, to a point. And there's other times I'm kind of like, that one hurts a little bit. And a little ouch there, right? You know, some of those things. So if you're like me, here's some things that are hard. How many of us have been hurt by some words that somebody has said, some actions they've, you know, done toward us, maybe some disappointments, maybe some expectations, maybe some confusion in a situation, maybe there's been a change of plans that's out of your control, but it's maybe you think it's within their control, and I can't forgive you for that. Maybe you can't forgive people that are just in your life because they're just the way they are. Maybe there's loved ones in your life that you just can't forgive because of things that have happened. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. Now, I'm going to put a little plug in here, you know, kind of do this in parentheses here. There's a thing such as setting healthy boundaries for situations in life that have come your way that have been harsh, or wrongdoings or things of that nature. Setting up healthy boundaries and not necessarily being with that person or around that person or in a situation or around a situation that can cause harm to you is one thing. I will say that, just making sure we're clear, you're not to put yourself back in a situation. That's not what the Lord's telling us. What he is saying is we are to be kind and compassionate to one another and to forgive one another. If something has been done to you that has been wrong and it's hurt and it's torn you up and it's chewed you up and it's just spit you out. And you just feel, oh, yes, it might take time to heal and to mend and all of that. But we need to forgive. Because that, when we don't forgive, that is a poison that we drank that is going to fester in our body like a cancer. And it's going to just destroy our life. I have somebody that can't forgive somebody in their life. I have a family member. And they cannot forgive another family member for something that was done. That family member has been dead probably close to 30, 40 years. They're dead. They're buried. They're gone. I don't know where in eternity they are, but they're gone. And the family member that's still alive and she will tell you, I'm sorry, I can't forgive them. And she'll hold her head like this, I can't do it. But the person's dead. I don't know. Now, what was done was not good. I can't fix that. But I know by the grace of God, He can get you through it. And He can allow you to find a point in your life of forgiveness. Our verse today is very clear. To be kind, to be compassionate, and to be forgiving. No matter how big the ouch is, no matter how big the hurt is, we are to forgive them. You know, we as humans can look at a situation and think, but you have no idea what I've been through. I do not. I have no idea, nor do I want to know. But the Lord knows. I'm not making light of anything you've ever been through, how big or how little to you it might be, and it might be different to me. It is big to you. It's big. It's big to God. God is in the big. God is in the little. God is in all the situations. He's also in the solution. And the solution of a lot of our hang-ups in life is that we haven't forgiven. And when we can forgive, we can show kindness and we can have compassion. You know, it all goes hand in hand. We talked about last week, sometimes we just don't understand certain things in the Bible, whether it's our spiritual maturity or it's just things that God has not revealed to us to truly understand, but we know that we need to be obedient to His word. And being kind is one thing. I can handle that. Being compassionate, some days I'm okay and some days I am not. And forgiving, that, you know, we have, like I said, we have categories. This category, a piece of cake. This one comes with some rules that I've laid out. And this one is I'm not even going there. I'm not going to forgive. I need to make sure that my life is full of forgiveness. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for all of us, each one of us. He took our name to the cross. He forgave us for our sins, all the things that we've done. You think about our Creator, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who someday we will all bow before, rightfully so, forgave us for everything that we've done, all the things He's given us that we've never said thank you for. We don't have the attitude of gratitude. We're not walking with Him. We do things and think that He doesn't see it. Like, doesn't matter. It's a white lie. It's okay that I did that. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind? We do so many things that are wrong, and yet the Lord forgives us. How do we not turn around and forgive somebody else? You know, it sounds so simple, doesn't it? It sounds like a piece of cake. You just a walk in the park, we can do this. I know the reality is not. And the only thing you can do is stand before the Lord and pour yourself at Him and pour yourself out to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm giving you everything I'm struggling with. I can't forgive. I don't want to be kind. I don't want to be compassionate. This is all that I've been through. Just pour it out there. Like, just dump it. Keep pouring it out, pouring it out, pouring it out. If you have to do it every day, if you have to do it 10 times a day, just keep giving it back to the Lord. Keep giving it back to the Lord. As you do that, He can work in your life and He can work through a lot of that for you. God's ways are not our ways, but His ways are perfect and we need to follow them. When we follow them, we become more like Christ, which is what He wants us to do, to become more and more Christ-like. I don't know where you are today. I don't know if you've got the kindness. Check that box. You're good. Maybe you're compassionate. You can check that box. maybe you've gotten to the point in your life where you can forgive and you can check that box, then you need to pray for those of us that really still struggle with that. And I think the bottom line is all of us struggle in one or all of those areas. So don't forget to just give it over to the Lord. It's not going to happen on your own strength at all. But it is in Ephesians that we are to be kind, compassionate, and forgiving. And I want you to never forget that there is still hope for today in the crazy world that we live in. No matter what you see on the news, what you hear on the streets, and what you hear in the supermarket while you wait online, there's hope for today because we know the end of the story. All right, guys, we'll catch you next week on the next episode of Hope for Today.